From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Madeline Brand. Ever since the earthquake, Haitians have been gathering in front of the U.S. Embassy, desperate to get a flight out of their shattered country. The line seems to grow every day. Today, an estimated 2,000 people stood there. Rumors are flying through the streets that almost any connection to the U.S. can win you a visa. As NPR's John Burnett reports, many Haitians are in for disappointment.
Much of the capital has disintegrated into concrete chunks, but the gleaming white U.S. Embassy in Port-au-Prince stands virtually untouched. A few light fixtures came loose inside. With its own power, water, and sewage treatment, the brand new U.S. Embassy is a self-sufficient island of order in the bedlam of post-earthquake Haiti. They start lining up at the consular office here before sunrise to ask, to beg for transit out of their broken city. Jean Joseph, who's a permanent resident in the U.S., stands in line to get visas for his little brother and sister, 20 and 18, who are not residents. They live here in Haiti.
If you got, like, your parents, like, if you got all your family in U.S., and you got somebody, you know, represent you here in Haiti, they're going to help you. So that's
there's a rumor making its way around the capital that any Haitian with a relative in the U.S. can join his or her family. But U.S. officials say only Haitians with U.S. passports are being airlifted to the States at U.S. government expense. Lost or buried passports are not a problem. The person will still be in the U.S. database. Margalita Bellhummer is a Haitian-American living in New York City. She was here in her home country visiting when the quake hit 9 days ago. She shades her eyes from the tropical sun. The girl squatting at her feet with a threadbare sweater over her head is 8-year-old Melissa.
I'm seeking to leave with my daughter because, well, usually where she stays, the people there are dead. The place is crumbled down. There's nothing left there. So I have nowhere to leave her, so I can't leave without her.
Margalita says she raised Melissa since the girl was a newborn infant, wrapped in a sheet and left on the sidewalk in front of St. Joseph's Catholic Church here. Child abandonment by destitute mothers is not uncommon in Haiti. While Bellhummer worked at her job as a security guard in New York, she paid a family to take care of Melissa. Bellhummer says she's already begun the paperwork to adopt her.
I started the adoption process, but I started it last month. But I've had her since the first day she was born.
Standing nearby her, a slim, courteous schoolteacher named Joseph Etienne has brought 13 members of his family with him to stand in line in the 90-degree heat under the distrustful gaze of the Marine guards. He says the Etienne family is sleeping under plantain trees since their home was pulverized. The family has no luggage with them, nothing, because they lost everything in the quake. And what do they have to convince the consular office that he should let them into the U.S.? The schoolteacher reaches into his pocket and pulls out two slips of paper written with names and addresses. So he hopes with just names and addresses of in-laws in New Jersey that they'll let his family of 14 immigrate to the States.
Yeah, they're hoping when they go through the line.
Deep within the cool, soundless embassy building is the office of U.S. Ambassador Ken Merton. In the midst of the crisis, the ambassador has been sleeping on a cot in his office with his beagle Sophie taking an easy chair. The ambassador has bad news for the Etienne family.
We will tell him, unfortunately, sir, there's nothing we can do for you in this case. We are providing humanitarian aid and assistance, as well as, you know, medical assistance. And if that's what you need, we hope you can benefit from that. But we're not able to facilitate people's travel to the United States in a case like that.
After waiting hours in line, the Etiennes, Margalita Bellhummer, and hundreds of other Haitians will have to return tomorrow for an answer to their immigration pleas. A Marine guard cut the line and told them there was no way they'd make it to a consular window today.
Let's go.
You've got to move.
You guys, you got to keep going.
I can't hear you.
John Burnett, NPR News, Port-au-Prince.